Shell is facing another unexpected hurdle in its plan to drill exploratory wells in the Arctic Ocean this summer. The company is asking the Environmental Protection Agency to revise its air permit for one of its drill ships. The normal revision process would take months, but the EPA is considering options that would allow Shell to proceed this summer. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Shell says it can't meet the requirements in its air quality permit from the EPA for its Discoverer drill ship. The company is planning to use the ship to drill up to three exploratory wells in the Chukchi Sea beginning in early August. The problem is with the generators that run the drilling unit's engines on the ship. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says the company believes no engines currently on the market could meet the requirements.
We used multiple filters. We used custom-fit E-pods, ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, all as a mitigation effort to get the emission standards to a place that we could meet them. We showed EPA that work and then together realized that that limit may not be achievable through conventional methods.
Shell is applying for a compliance order from the EPA, which would allow the company to go ahead with drilling this summer. Then Shell would be required to go through a full public process to revise its air quality permit ahead of the 2013 drilling season. Rick Albright is a director in the Seattle EPA office. He says the agency is considering granting the compliance order and other options that would allow for drilling in the Chukchi this season, but hasn't decided how to proceed.
We're going to have to look at what's in their application first and make sure that we understand what they're asking for, what the modifications are. No matter what happens, we're going to ensure that air quality is protected.
Albright says if the EPA decides to issue a compliance order, it could be in place in a matter of weeks. Environmental groups hope that doesn't happen. Rebecca Noblin is the Alaska director for the Center for Biological Diversity. She says the air quality permit revision is an example of Shell reneging on its promises at the 11th hour.
I think it's very unfair to the local communities that are going to be impacted by this pollution for Shell to be at the last minute saying, hey, we're not going to make our promise. Can we get a waiver? I honestly don't know whether it's legal under the Clean Air Act, but I certainly question the fairness of it.
Shell says it's confident EPA will grant a compliance order for the Discoverer. The company's drill ship that will work in the Beaufort, the Kulluk, is not affected by the same problem. The Discoverer is currently in Dutch Harbor, and the Kulluk is scheduled to arrive there soon. Another headache for Shell is the unusually heavy sea ice that remains in both the Beaufort and the Chukchi Seas. The company is watching it closely and expects it to retreat enough by the first week of August to allow drilling to begin. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.